Have you ever counted how many times a week you say, do your homework? I know in our home, I say it way more than I wish I did. Every school night and even some weekends, I must remind my girls to do their homework. It's one of those things that at some point you hope they will just automatically do if they have homework, but so far, not so much. What's the point of homework? Well, the idea is that doing more practice or lessons at home will sharpen your skills in what you are studying at school or in class. The more you read something or the more familiar it is, and the more you study or practice a subject, you learn and know a lot about it and can deal with it or practice it successfully. Homework doesn't stop when you become an adult. Sorry, kids. Many adults continue their education while some start over and learn something new to pursue. The pace of technological advancements and social media platforms alone keeps us all doing our homework, trying to keep up with how things work. Our kids end up knowing more about our phones than we do. It's a never-ending learning process. Learning is good for you. It stimulates the brain, builds self-esteem, and makes you happy. If you take a baking class and learn how to bake perfect chocolate chip cookies, then you make everyone happy. Practice makes perfect, they say. What about when it comes to our faith and what we believe? Do we need to do our homework? Absolutely. When it comes to the gospel and standing on the word of God, we can't afford not to do our homework. Don't take someone else's word, a feel-good quote, or popular opinion when it comes to the truth of the gospel and the word of God. You've got to do your homework. We must be students of the word, digging into truth every day, hiding it in our heart, and putting on the full armor of God. Being fed a bite on Sundays is simply not enough. Paul, the church establishing pioneer of our faith, knew the importance of doing your spiritual homework. While in a deep, dark prison, most likely in his final days before death, he wrote his last letter to his true son in the faith, Timothy. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. All scripture is God-breathed. The B-I-B-L-E. God's holy word is inspired, inerrant, and authoritative, and I stand alone on it. Nothing added, nothing removed. Paul reminds Timothy to not stray from it, to protect it, and use it faithfully for the work he had before him. Paul knew to be fully equipped and prepared as a servant of God, you must rely on and study Scripture. We can't be fully equipped for every good work on this side of heaven apart from the Word of God. It is our light in the dark, our source of wisdom, our guide in how to love and serve one another, our compass for steering us in the way we should go and how to live. We cannot grow in wisdom and truth apart from it. That's the truth. So I'll say it to you like I do my girls. Do your homework. I'm gonna do mine. The light of truth we shine in this world depends on it. I'm Lori Klein.